Right on.
Get more.
That is very true.
Because that's how that works.
Okay. Jesus. Just erase, forget that 10 minutes happened. Mm-hmm. We're now in here. Everything's good. We're just baked. Mm-hmm. This is going to be, we should do this as our bro-isode. Why did you turn off already? One, two. Turn back on, son. And ready. Filling with some pink panties from Pistol of Paris again. Because it's super enjoyable and I love it. And you can't say anything because I'm a grown man. I will live my life how I want to. Thank you very much. And here we go. A little flip in the Stunden glass. And a...
Say goodbye to Justin. Yep. Say hello to Justina.
Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Baroni, and I just smoked pink panties in a student glass. Yes, sir. There you go. Thank you for joining me and Tyler Neely. Welcome to the show again. Patoom! And Tyler gets a little Stunden glass too to start off the show. Thank you for joining us. Our plan was to do fun, amazing things. And then we got high.
Yep. And as you do.
Here we are.
It's mid-afternoon, it's winter, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, and we smoked Alaskan Thunderfuck in the Stunden glass, which clearly needs to be cleaned now. We have definitely used that. Quite well over the last few days. But yeah, we were going to talk about all kinds of shit, and then we got all fucking baked because apparently we're doing two sessions today. And the stuff that we took at the beginning, which you should watch the previous sessionsode, and you see what that was all about. Mm-hmm. But on this one, we're starting off with pink panties, but we'd had a ton of, wow, that took a long time to get to. Cheers. Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I know I said that. I don't care. I'm trying to regroup, buddy.
Oh. All good, man. I know. It's been...
Right?
It's been a time.
I know. The Alaskan Thunderfuck took me down. I started to fade out after a little bit. So I figured the pink panties would be the clutch move. Because... Well, I mean in the concentrate. Because it's a very chill vibe. But then when I think about it, I don't know how much it brought me up.
Yeah.
It just kind of leveled me out.
Yeah.
You know? But I like it. I like it a lot. It's got a wicked flavor. It's got a really nice high. Oh, yeah. Another one of these guys. These are good, too.
These are a good time.
Well, you know what? I could also roll a Sour OG joint.
By all means. You can hang on to that. You can roll the Sour OG. I'm down for
all those things. I'm going to smoke this because I don't have to do anything. Who are we kidding here?
Take a moment. Enjoy yourself.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, we figured, you know... We had this whole idea, this whole plan, and it kind of went to shit. We recorded 10 minutes and realized that the mic wasn't plugged in. I hope you're that high right now. I hope you came to the sesh fully prepared to sesh.
Yeah, because this is take two.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here.
On number two, so.
That's right.
We're just, you know, flying by the weed of our pants.
So what we thought we would talk about is the last episode, sesh-isode, I started to ask the question, if you could get high at work, mm-hmm. what would be your, like, staples for staying high but functional and actually good at your job at work instead of just being, like, you know, the typical burnout, want-to-get-high dude that shows up in the cannabis industry that's just like, bro, I got, like, half-price weed. And then I got high all day.
Yeah.
And then you go nowhere, you know?
Let me just go for my third lunch. Mm. I'll be right back.
Yeah. But there's so many people that are in the cannabis industry that, especially the Canadian cannabis industry, that they smoke weed all day, but they're highly productive.
Yep.
Right? So, to me, I know I don't smoke weed when I have to work because I know... that there's very few things that I could smoke that would allow me to do my job at the level that I expect myself to do that job, mm-hmm. right? And I feel like you do too.
Yeah, right? I just, like, that's the thing. I don't want to be a slippery slob. I don't want to miss things, especially, you know, like, doing any background paperwork, whatever, you know, inventory shit, whatever the hell you got to do. I don't want to mess that up.
Right.
Worked very hard to fix all that.
Yeah.
And I'm not about to ruin it now.
There's enough other people around that are doing that kind of thing where they're thinking, oh, I'll just get a job in weed so I can get free weed and get high all the time. That fuck up enough for everybody else to be like, you know, the people that want to be successful, be good in it, you know, just treat it like any other job. Don't get fucking high. But reap the benefits so that when you do get high, you get the good stuff.
That's right.
Right?
Because, like, man, if you work at the fucking... if you're high at the grocery store, AGCO's not coming and being like, are you high right now?
Yeah.
But, like, we are still under watch very closely.
Yeah.
By the governing body.
You know what I've always wondered? Because, like, so in a previous job that I had, you had to be on call on certain weekends, right? And sometimes you were just on the person they called because you would be the one available, right? Yeah. I was always told, let's say you're out drinking on like a Friday night or a Saturday night when you're not really supposed to be working,
right?
And they call you and they're like, hey, we need you to get down, deal with this problem. And I was like, if I was ever high and they called me, I'd be like, look, I just smoked a fucking joint. I can't come in right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, come in like 3 hours.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But I can't come in right now. Like, if I had known, I wouldn't have got high, you know?
If I knew I had to be on standby.
Right?
Wouldn't have heaved that big old fatty.
But I can remember when I worked for this other company, thinking to myself, like, I got a phone call once, and I was out drinking. And I was like, look, man, I've had a few too many to drink. Like, I can't come in, that's for sure. I'm not driving anywhere, like, you know? And nothing happened, but later on I was talking to somebody that was involved and they were like, yeah, you shouldn't tell, you know, the bosses that. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to say? Like, yeah, sure. No problem. I'll deal with that. Like, you're fucking,
I
was tanked. Like, I could still hold a conversation and be drunk, you know, but it doesn't mean I should do things that mean that I have to like decide stuff.
There's also like, there are those snap moments where you come to because you have to, but that does subside at a certain point.
Yeah.
The rest of it does come back.
Yeah, exactly. And we definitely from time to time make a bad decision, but I feel like if you're in that scenario, you should always be able to just say like, look, especially in the cannabis industry, because it's almost an expectation that like you're high. If you're not at work, you're high, right?
Yeah.
Customers always assume that you're high no matter what.
Yeah.
But which is kind of good because then you get away with a little more, I think. Like if you have a new bud tender that like, you know, fucks up a couple orders.
Yeah, right? There is that leniency.
They get away with it a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Because that person's like, yeah, well, weed.
Yeah.
You know?
Right? We have plenty more of it. Yeah. Don't worry.
I can remember.
It's not the right thing. There are other options.
Right? I can remember when I first started there and I was cutting up price tags and I was like, oh, Stoner Craft Time. And the one person that was there, like as a customer, she looks at me and she goes, oh, what? Like high craft time. That should be like you should be all in. I'd be like, why? I'm not high right now. She's like, you're not? I just assumed you were. I'm like,
man.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, everybody that comes in assumes that we're high.
Yeah.
And like, we're not high. Some people are stupid and get high, but
yeah.
No, if you want to do your job right, you can't get high. But if you could get high, because you know what? I think that a lot of it is that we try to, sorry, I'm totally monopolizing this conversation. Apparently I have a lot of thoughts.
Dude, it's all good. It's totally fine.
I think a big part of it is that we want to legitimize the business so bad that we want it to be very like very much like other businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas there's a certain amount of like I don't know, like roughness or gruffness to like the marijuana community. So you could get away with saying you could talk in a different way with your customers than like you could at Walmart.
Right.
Like if you're a Walmart associate, you can't be like, oh yeah, this bed's fucking right on, dude. You know what I mean?
A certain decorum that's required. Yeah.
But if you're in a pot shop and a guy's like, hey, well, what do you think about this? You'd be like, dude, that you want to fuck with.
Yeah,
like,
right?
It's fine. You know, and in fact, it helps.
We're in an adult environment.
Yeah.
Like, we are literally, like, who are we? worried about here. Like, this is how adults are in general, right? We're just trying to speak the same language.
We're like the sex shop of inebriants. You know what I mean? Like, people expect a certain, like, nobody walks into a weed store and expects, like, Apple store style service. You know what I mean? No one walks in being all prim and proper. Most people in the morning when they come in, especially at 9 a.m., are like, yeah, what you got that's fucking good, dude? What the fuck's gonna get my head out of this fucking day, dude? And you're like, it's 9 a.m.
Yeah. Or you get the guy that's like, you should really be open at 8:30. Yeah. Like, I was here at 8:30. Why weren't you open at 8:30? You guys should really open at 8:30.
See, those are the reasons that sometimes you think, like, it'd be nice if I could get high at work. Because, like, dealing with that guy on Gorilla Berries, you'd be like, hey, whatever, and just do whatever, right?
Yeah.
You need to clean the shop? You fucking smoke some sour OG. Hit the Green Seal Liquid Diamonds cart. You'll be cleaning glass in no time.
Yeah. Like, you'll be able to lick the glass. And it won't leave a mark because it'll be that clean.
Yeah, you'll fixate. It'll focus. Like, you're not playing any games when you smoke the right thing at the right time for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's other shops where you either hear the stories or, like, you see how they operate.
Yeah.
And you see the people that operate.
Yeah.
And you're like... Cause, like, I wouldn't go here to buy anything.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's just when it's so evident. That's my problem. When it's interfering with you just doing your job. If you were just like, because we're all there in retail 8 hours a day.
Yep.
If you just get through them, you know, because I learned that, like, the few days working by myself and, you know, there's an entire herd of people coming through the door.
Yep.
And I just zen right out. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're all here. It's just me. Let's get through this. Yeah. You better know what you want.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
If you have a question I find is worth answering, I will answer. But there are 40 people behind you. So let's hurry this up.
Yeah. I think I've only actually had to say that once to somebody where I was like, look, man, I can't tell you about everything that's in the shop right now. There's a whole lineup.
Yeah.
Like, that goes back to the thing we're talking about the last episode was like how everybody feels like it's me shit. Weed should help you feel like it's us shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you're literally coming to us for a solution. And all you're giving us is problems.
Yeah, it's true. That's such a good point.
Yeah.
And then they don't realize, like, you came here because, one, it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And you've always come here, so you, whatever, right? But most importantly, it's cheaper. Then you're going to come criticize how we do things based on how the company itself wants things to be done as well, right? Mm-hmm. And you basically have to follow your job order, and that's it.
That's why we have jobs there.
Right? Agreeing or disagreeing doesn't matter at this point.
No.
We do it. And so you come in, and you decide that that's like... the thing that's going to stop you, that's going to cause you a problem. But you're there, like you said, to get the thing to fix the problem that you have. Most people,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's like it's the thing that's going to make you feel, it's going to level you out, take the edge off, you know, get you back to normal, as people say.
That's right, yeah.
Right? But yet, you're going to fly off the handle with
the
fucking... 20-year-old kid,
mm-hmm.
and then end up being kicked out of that spot with nothing, which is the one thing you really needed, because clearly you're throwing hissy fits like a baby on 20-year-old kids about showing a piece of plastic.
Yeah. For just a second.
And all, like, that's what I'm saying, is, like, all of it goes back to that. That's how people perceive themselves now. Mm-hmm. They're like, it's me.
Yeah. So that's a lot of me's coming at you.
Yeah.
And if we...
A herd of me.
If we were in the back, popping dabs
yeah.
out the back door...
Dude. Could you imagine? You come in, you'd be like a deer in headlights. The first person, if that, like, first so guy true. To come in and be like, what the fuck are you talking about? You'd just be like, what?
Being real, especially if it's like Alaskan Thunderfuck, I would just be in my chair. Like, it's your turn. It's your turn.
Take a
break. Bring me water. And you go.
I'd take a big ass hit of like, if that's what it came down to, I'd take a big ass hit of animal face. Just like one bong hit and then be like, okay.
Cane and right to the dome.
Run out. Yeah. I got you, man. Yeah, there's too many people. What are we doing today? Tell me how. And it's so weird because, like, again, so if you're talking about wanting to smoke at work, right, mm-hmm. and being able to, it's almost like I feel like there's a certain level of acceptance among certain people within the industry right. to let it happen. I don't know if it's the best idea for, like, a store to be run on it.
See, that's the thing. Once you allow it,
yeah,
you the can't wrong take it away. People are going to, yeah, start abusing it, right? So,
yeah.
I definitely understand it. But, like, there's just certain times, you know, where it really would help the scenario.
Yeah. Mostly customer interactions.
Yep. Everything else is a gas, really.
Yeah.
There's not that much else to it.
And it's always, like, it's what? Okay, so this week we had maybe five people. Not to the level as Captain Friday there.
Mm-hmm.
But we maybe had, like, five people that really pushed the bounds of etiquette, I guess you could say. Because there was that one guy who told me he was a lot older than me. I don't know how old people think I am. Clearly, it's a lot younger than I am. But yeah, so he pulls out his ID and he shows it to me. I go, yeah, pretty close. Another guy, I told him it was cool. But yeah, every dude just wants to fight you on the idea. If they're 35, we've said this before. If they're like 35 to, mostly 35 to like 55, really,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's mostly the guys, even the majority out of that is probably 40 to 45. Like they have some, you know, like they have some.
Who are you to deny me?
Yeah, like.
My riches.
They have to make up for something they did to somebody when they were a kid. Yeah. So this is how they're going to fight a wrong because, oh, they robbed an old lady of her groceries or some shit.
Right.
And so now they're fighting with you over showing them but you just showed me the card. Why do you have anything else to say? Because fuck it's not right. And, oh, why would you do that? Oh, because I sat down one day and I said, you know what? I'm going to make everything weed legal.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to cause, and then you're going to have to show me an ID because I know you, Trevor, are going to hate it. Yeah. So I did this specifically to piss you off. Well, okay, but you don't have to be sarcastic about it. No, I do, because clearly you don't fucking get it.
His name's not Trevor, by the way.
No, there is no Trevor.
There's no Trevor. But there's a Trevor.
Well, that's what I mean. Like the generic, or okay, let's go with Chad.
Chad.
You know, everybody Keith. Knows a Chad. Oh, Keith.
Keith.
You know what? I knew a kid named Heath once.
Okay.
There's a handful.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. It's funny how, do you ever think how sometimes, oh, here's the thought I had. This might be really stupid or it might be really profound.
Lay it on me.
I don't know.
That's amazing.
So I don't have my phone, so I'm like paraphrasing my own thought here. Okay. But I was, I don't know, watching some stupid TV show because I get all of my life information from TV shows now. I only watch TV and learn from them. No books. Okay. So I was thinking that in a lot of these TV shows, the main character, protagonist is like hella smart, like IQ really high, right? Mm-hmm. But in a really shitty situation, meaning like family's poor, can't afford things, right. Maybe some like violence at home. Yeah, that kind of shit, right? Yeah. And then they go on to be these, like, I'm taking this directly from Nosferatu, okay? Because the show is about this girl that she is able to, they have, okay, from what I can understand, Nosferatu is a vampire. He takes children to Christmas land. Yeah, no, I'm serious. This, it's fucking weird, but it's awesome. It's like a Stephen King thing. Okay? So
your delivery, sorry, go on. Okay.
So that's what he's doing. And then the protagonist, this girl who can, like, cross into fantasy land, I guess you can say, okay, has started to like, find out about him, slowly. Okay. So now he's got to, like, deal with her. Okay?
Right.
Where was I going with this? I have no fucking clue where I started and why you were laughing at me, threw me off. Shit. Why was I telling you about Nosferatu? No, wait. Yeah. The point is... Nope, I don't know. Do you remember what we were talking about? What were we talking about before Nosferatu?
I am so ripped right now.
Sweet. Me too, in case you haven't noticed my rapid-fire statement questioning.
There was a point.
I had one. Mm-hmm. I lost it. This is what happens when you have... You do two sesh-isodes. You have probably, I don't know, watch the seshes. You'll find out exactly how much we had. Yeah. We had two drinks.
If somebody can comment, like, yeah, what we'd be up to... over the course.
That would be awesome. Because I honestly do not remember what we were talking about at all. Somehow I related something that we were talking about weed, which I don't remember,
to
Nosferatu. Because why? There was a reason, though. There was like a... it's going to bother me. Maybe I'll come back to it eventually. Let's talk about something else.
This is your scary movie. This is your scary video... scenario that I had during the group podcast.
Yep, still gone. Shit. I know, I'm having the same thing. That's, you're right. Yes, I just caught up. You know what? It's not gone. I'm high.
Yeah, dude. Alaskan Thunderfuck. This is what you were describing to me.
And Pink Paint.
Where you have all the geese good ideas.
There's so much happening. Yeah. You get like an eighth of it.
Yeah, that's an interesting combo.
Yeah. Well, cheers. Thanks for joining us this far. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I hope you're starting your weekend off right. Like, I hope that this really... I know this one kind of has nothing to do with anything. But, oh, okay. That's what I was going to ask you. Mm. Is if you could... If you were allowed to smoke weed... Fuck him. We're going to finally finish this. If you could smoke weed at work in the day, mm-hmm. What would be the three strains that you would smoke?
Gotcha. I'm that much of a broken record, but Cherry AK.
Yeah.
For sure. It's the easiest for me.
Yeah.
Honestly, these guys are really nice.
Those actually are good. They're a nice leveler.
Like, what is it? The one company, I think it might be Divi. It's coming out with like a 56 joint pack.
Really?
Of like blueberry or something like that. Yeah. So it's like exactly an ounce, right?
Yep.
But I wouldn't mind these in that pack. Because like I roll with a cone most of the time anyways, just because it's super quick and convenient.
Yeah.
And as you know, I stash it with my hash, just build nice little layers. But yeah.
I like that you do little drops instead of the snake. Everyone does the snake.
Everyone does the snake. But like I find it just, it has a real nice burn to it if I just do little like...
Stagger them?
Stagger flakes, yeah.
Yep. Plus, they'd be like flashes, so it would be more flavor quicker.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a nice additive. Yeah. See, folks, you don't just learn about strains. You learn how to do cool shit and get higher.
That's right.
You know, okay, that's one thing that people talk to us about a lot is like, you know, oh, if I can't get high, or if I feel like I'm not getting high, are there things that I can do? And yes, the first thing you could do, most importantly, the one step you want to take is take a few days off first. Mm-hmm. If you're at the point where you can smoke an infused joint that's wrapped in everything and whatever, and you're still fine, like fine, then you should probably take, you know, a few weeks off. But if you're a daily smoker, just smoking joints, you could probably take like 3 days off and then notice that you'd be down a bit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm so high, I keep forgetting where I'm going with this. Don't lead it if you can't figure it out, Justin. I can't. I don't remember. My brain is shutting off. Okay, I need something else to smoke.
Is this guy a sativa?
I don't know.
Colossal pineapple.
Probably, right?
Osamine. Farnesene. 2.47 terps.
What the hell was I talking about? Why does my... It's because I'm too high.
Yeah.
Okay, let's recap just because we need one, I think. I do.
Anyway. Of what we've had today.
Yeah.
Because it's... Yeah, dude, this is number two that we're on. We started with the caramel hash.
Okay, wait, hold on. You know what? We're right at 25 minutes or all just right. over. So let's just do this and then we'll start that. So yeah, so... All right, let's recap what we had today.
Yes. What was it? We started with the...
You can't look at me like that. Because you laughed before when I looked at you.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, it's the way you did. And now all I can think is, when this is done, I'm looking for that. Because I want to know what I did. I'm 100% distracted by that moment.
Oh, man.
So, okay.
It just hit me. It struck a wire. Yeah.
Holy shit. So we recorded, you know what? This is like the you know when they did the Walking Dead, like the after show?
Yeah.
Do you remember that shit?
I don't know if I ever watched it though.
No, okay, but like you know how they had an after show? Yeah. So yeah. They had one guy that would like interview certain cast members or even people that just watched the show. Not even cast members, but like people that watch the show.
Yeah.
And they would tell you their opinion of the episode, right? That's what I feel like this is right now.
Yeah.
Like, you're so full of yourself, you think you're just gonna do your own after show? Dude, you need a fan base for that! Shit, you're right, Doug. Who the fuck is Doug? I'm John!
Either way.
What am I talking about? I don't fucking know! That's where this is going. We talk about the three strains that you wanted, what were your three again?
This is only right now, right? I mean, very soon it's going to end that I can't do my cherry AK.
Right, but still, but like, even like this is, choice. Well, just this is also choices. Like a, yeah, metaphorical yeah. situation. So
this
like,
is true.
You know, you can have.
It's like I'm stocking up, getting ready to go to work. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to have one of these and one of these. Like, no, I'm not.
You can have a mushroom unicorn if you want. I don't care.
It's coming with a bagel that's just loaded with magic mushrooms. Getting ready to go to work.
Excuse me, are those poppy seeds made of acid? I am in. What are we doing today?
Add some extra poppy seeds, man.
Your coworker goes running by. We're catching frogs. There's no frogs.
Is that your manager? That's both of my managers. Should we call someone?
No. It's fine.
We'll just close this door here.
Yeah. By the way, just in case anybody thinks that isn't a joke, we don't do that shit.
No.
I'm just saying, if you could, the three strains that you would have.
Okay, sorry, yes.
Cherry AK.
Cherry AK.
Yep.
I'm a fan of this White Blaze just because it's very easy.
Yep.
Sativa. I don't know. I don't know what my third would be. Oh, Ali Kush Cake. Hands down.
Yeah.
That would be my emergency.
But you could work on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, dude. It's because that one moved me from basically being straight up sativa. That's what Nathan introduced me to. It's just such a nice functioning kush.
It is.
Like, it's relaxed, but like I can function pretty good on it.
It's like a fucking scotch.
Yeah.
Like a glass of scotch is the equivalent of a hit. I used to find that with Sensi Star.
Yeah.
It was like that's the whiskey of weed right there. Just because of the way it made you feel. Like when you get home, you have a drink, you have a shot of whiskey or glass of whiskey, whatever. Mm-hmm. You take that first sip and your body's just like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I feel like Sensi Star, LA Kush Cake. Sensi Star is more peppery though, so it's kind of like, I like it less because of the flavor. The high's not quite as good. but it does, in a way, I guess, mimic LA Kush Cake.
Right.
But I find that to be also like a Scotch whiskey of weed. Like, if you were going to compare it and you're trying to explain it to somebody that drinks and doesn't know anything about weed, yep. I'd be like, yeah, that's the Scotch.
Right. Know, like... Oh, man. When it was, well, still, I think, coming in, maybe not, but in the blunt, when I accidentally tricked you into buying LA Kush Cake again.
The Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I remember getting that home and being like, motherfucker. Another one.
Yeah.
That was the third time.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't allow that to happen again, dude. No more of Tyler's recommendations. But that made me go for more hybrids because I'm like, I'm going to outdo you at your own game. Then everything I found you already knew about, so it really didn't work.
It used to be fun. It used to be fun looking for these things, but now it's getting more and more difficult. Like, trying to order things at all.
Yeah.
You know? It seems like everything's on flow through or out of stock.
It's because everybody's all fucking stuck on their, well, I have to do this. You know what? We need, as like a people, need to really stop making fucking excuses. Mm-hmm. Because...
passing the buck too.
Yeah. And I can say that you and I do a pretty good job, I think, of holding like our people accountable, but also keeping some of the customers accountable for what they do too, right?
Yeah.
And I think it just comes from like a pretty even understanding of like, you know, we want this all to operate and we want it to operate smoothly. And there's no real space for any kind of negativity in this. Yeah. You know, you're coming to get something that's either going to help you out in a situation that you don't really want to be in, you know, or you just enjoy its effects, whatever. But, or you're, you know, you want some cream, whatever. You want knowledge. You want the, what am I trying to say? We just want to provide a spot that will can help you understand, learn, provide you a place for knowledge, provide you a place for recreation, but then also provide you a place for just a cheap basis. You know, because like...
But also a good time. Like, why well, that's not? What,
yeah. You know? Like the next phase, that's it. That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. So the next phase is like, you really want to see the vibe at least that we try to create, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that we would like to see more movement in the legal landscape for like cafes that are attached to shops, you know, where you could come into a shop, sample some shit, hang out for a bit, and then have people that can like take you through it, especially if you're new, instead of going home and being like, okay, let's oh my god. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like just taking it way too far, because then you can kind of give like, but then it's also just really cool. It'd be like a barbershop. It's also just cool, just hanging out at the pot shop, smoking weed.
Good.
But then everybody would be high all the time because weed.
At that point, it's definitely like you need to be in an urban setting. You need to have access to train rails, all that sort of thing. Yeah. Just so when you go, you can at least sit in the comfort of a train, a bus, whatever. Just take it nice and easy.
That's what you should have out back. Like
going home with your Wendy's.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you don't want to drive. Yeah.
If you've been chilling in the lounge for a couple, you know.
You know what I wonder about sometimes is that, okay, have you ever seen these like weddings that they do now where they do like whole meals infused?
Oh yeah.
Right? So like they have like a 4-course meal, it's all infused. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I ate one of Bridget's brownies. Mm-hmm. If I ate 4 courses, you know how fucking fried I'd be? I'd be face down and whatever came next. Yeah. Like, I'd get this, you'd have a salad. By the time I'm done, like, I'd be halfway through the salad, like, this dressing's fucking amazing. You know? You get through the fucking salad, next thing you know, you're just like,
this pineapple soup? Juice. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's also infused.
Would you like some diamond flavored champagne? Of course. Yeah. Did you say diamond? No. I just said champagne. Oh. I'd like this steak. That steak. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
But like, because they also got like the Canada tours in
Cannabis
tours out west and stuff like that. They still got those, right?
Yeah, so you can do that. I think so. And then there's you can also do shit. What was it? Camp Canna?
Camp Canna.
I think is what it's called. Camp. Yeah, we're out in, I want to say Alberta somewhere. I don't know exactly where, but I think you can Google it. Camp Canna. Pretty sure that's right. They do a whole like weeks long camp dedicated to adults and marijuana.
Nice.
Dude, I looked it up. I was like, this looks fucking awesome.
That sounds
excellent. But here's the thing though. It's like, it's not like, oh, you know, you could pick to go for a couple days, but let's be honest. If you want to go, you're going to go for like a couple weeks, right? Mm. I don't see me coming back. Like, they close down the camp and be like, listen, I have a deal. You guys leave. I'll keep it open all winter. You just send me people.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving here. I'm getting fried all day long. Like, and you can't make me go. But yeah, could you imagine? Like, and I don't know, but I don't know if you have to book, like, or if you can actually do a couple days or if it's like a whole month, but it is a certain, like, it's an extended period of time. Mm. And I don't know. I didn't look into the pricing, but it looked like fun as shit. You have all kinds of fun stuff to do, and the whole point is just to smoke weed and, like, be a kid.
Yeah.
Like, they had obstacle courses with, like, swinging ropes and, like, zip lines and...
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Look cool as shit. I should look into it one day. You know what? That'd be a good, like, team-building exercise one year. If there was ever a way...
Yeah.
...to get the entire staff...
one day off at once.
To have a day or two off. I'm just saying. It might be a good move. Yeah. And pay for airfare, accommodations, and all that shit. Good morale. You know, I'm just saying. Yeah. Just saying. It's not a bad idea. Yeah.
That's right.
I think it might be a good move. But yeah, I would like to do that. I'd do it. You know what? I want to do it just to do this. Mm. We should look into how much it is and do it.
Wait, to do what exactly?
Go to Camp Canna or whatever it's called. Cannabis Camp.
I knew we were still talking about that, but I forgot that's what we were talking about. That's what's happening with this. I'm here, but I'm...
I know. Isn't it a weird high, though? Because, like, because of the added pink panties. Like I was saying two episodes ago about if you mix it, it's the weird... It's a weird...
Yeah, you were saying it splits.
It's like, yeah, it's like it gives you ADD. Because at one point, you're like, I'm all in. I know exactly what's going on. And then all of a sudden, you find yourself, you're like, wait, what?
That's so true. It's dodge, duck, dive. Yeah. Yeah, it's doing all the things.
You're playing DuckTales. That's so true. You're playing DuckTales on Nintendo. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at the wall while you're doing the whole rail car episode, like, level.
Yeah, that's exactly what's it.
I don't know why, but I remember that very clearly.
That's a really good call.
See, and this is why I say, can't smoke weed and work. Mm-hmm. Because if you smoke weed and work, this is the conversation that happens.
That's right.
Or you get to... See, most of the time, this is what I've noticed. If you ever see anybody at work that's high, first of all, it's so cliche, but they do avoid eye contact.
Yep.
They'll look at you in the eyes for a second and then be like, whoa. Like as if... And a pothead knows or a stoner knows. I don't care. If you smoke weed, you know. If you do it on any kind of frequency.
Yeah.
If somebody looks at you, you know the look down because you've done it yourself.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, that's the... I hope they didn't notice.
Yeah. But at the same time, you get the ones that think they're going to get away with just staring wide-eyed at us.
Yeah.
Like... My eyes aren't red. You don't see that at all. I'm invincible, man. Let me in.
Those guys are the daredevils. The daredevils of weed. Yeah. They come in, they're just like, yeah?
Yeah.
What? And you're like, dude, relax. And it's not so much that you want to call him on his shit, you just want to get him away from you.
Yeah. It's like you're coming in way too hot. Like, take it down a notch.
Yo, Brad. Wash your face. Like, what are you doing? But yeah, you get that or you get the quiet one. Mm-hmm. That, you know, sneaks out, sneaks around, but oddly forgets that there's cameras everywhere. It does the whole little, like, mm-hmm. What? I don't see, you know, like, oh, all of a sudden we can blow smoke from our shoulders? What?
Yeah. Yeah, what? You know? I'm not dealing with anything here. It's fine.
Yeah, man. It's funny because people on all sides do dumb shit. Like the people that, if you want to be in the industry, be in the industry. It's a great place to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, for yourself really. Yeah.
Try and do something about, like, try and, I get that not everybody wants this to be their full-time thing. That's fine. That's cool. But even if you want to be in the industry, like, just try to learn as much as you can, because it's really only going to benefit you in the end. You know, you're going to have a way better knowledge. You're going to be able to tell other people and your kids, because your kids are going to get into it for sure. Like, in this day and age with legal weed in Canada and the way it seems to be going, there's, if it's available, there's a good chance they're going to try it.
Yeah.
And even my kids who are 10, 12, and 15 are better educated than some of the teachers that teach them about weed, mm-hmm. you know? So like,
it's devil's lettuce.
Yeah. If you're going to be in the industry, be in the fucking industry. Yeah. Don't just be there for like the cheap weed.
Yeah.
Because
anybody, literally anybody could just do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Learn.
Yeah.
It's cool shit to learn too. It's not even stupid. Like Tyler pointed out this book called The Weed of Wonder. Mm-hmm. And, I don't have it down here.
It's all good.
I was reading it on the toilet. It's in my room. So I was reading through it. Yeah. But there's like, it's like the history of weed, and there's a whole, there's like two museums mm-hmm. dedicated to it in Barcelona and...
That's so cool.
Where the fuck is the other one? I can't remember. Did I want to say Germany? I can't remember. Fuck. Anyway, the point is that weed... No. This is a great sesh of Justin's brain going... Kaput.
But I'm right there with you, so I'm no help whatsoever.
Bro, this one time, like, we made a podcast and we wanted people to watch it, and then we just did this.
Well, it was the Book of Weed Wonders, and it was the two museums. Yeah. I recalled that. Barcelona.
Yeah, so there's the two weed museums. But I don't know why I get there. See, the problem is I tell these long-winded stories. That are really unnecessary. And then I forget where I'm going because the high, like I just smoked this because yeah. I'm an idiot.
I just did that too. That's okay.
No, but not when you're telling the story and it changes the high.
I see.
And you're like, oh, and then somebody out there is going to be watching this going, the high doesn't change that fast. Listen, fucker. Okay. You didn't do this. I did. I'll tell you where I'm at right now. A lot of different, I feel like I'm all over the place.
We're also actively trying to think, and most people try to do the opposite. So.
Oh, so we should just do this, like the
like
the
standard... we are the resting brain allowed. That's all that's going
it's
on.
It's true,
here.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, this is why this is what it feels like for people that can't sleep because they can't turn off their thoughts.
Yeah, straight up. We are ADHD.
Sorry. I didn't mean to.
If you really want a soothing podcast right before you go to bed, just throw this sesh or so it on.
You know what's funny, too, is, like, we're, like, devil and angel, but I don't know who's which one. It's, like, we're mostly just...
Depends which side yeah. of going we are on.
You know what we are? We're pigeon. Just middle of the road, bottom feeders hanging out on each shoulder, like... Hey, what are you doing? Yeah? Okay, cool, man. So, but we get weed, though, right?
Could you imagine? That's so accurate. Could you? What's going on? Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, that's all good. Yeah, no worries. Cool, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on with...
Yeah, dude, totally.
What's happening there. Yeah.
I really like this liquid blood. But yeah, so I can't remember where I go with any of these stories. I start them and they flatline. Because again, long-winded, you yeah. know? You wonder how I could work in a pot shop. Well, I'm not like this.
Well, here's something for you to throw it way back now from my side of things.
Yep.
What three strains would you pick?
Oh, okay. So, like I said, I'd start off with... oh no, if I was going strains though. Okay. I'd have to say
functional strains.
Yeah. I'd have to say probably for the first one would have to be I can't even remember the fucking name. It's on the tip of my tongue. I want to say Sage and Sour, but that's not right. Cuban links, because I don't get tired off it. And it's like sweet enough, tasty enough, you know.
Yeah.
So I'd have that. And then midday, after that was done, I would probably want Cookie Cake's a good one. Oh, you know what dials me in? Is Platinum Cookies.
Platinum Cookies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Palmetto?
Yeah.
Platinum Cookies?
Yeah.
That's a fair bet.
Yeah, because it gets me going, but it also, like, settles me in, too.
Actually, that's a really good one. That's a good one.
And then for the end of the day, I'm not even going to say Purple Kush. I'm going to say can't remember if it's caramel or not. It's a hybrid.
What, like Billy's Vino or?
It's like that, but I can't. It's
Is it Kush Cake?
Nope.
No.
I want to say Gelato 41, but it wasn't Gelato 41. There was another one that we had that was like slightly lighter than Gelato 41, but the same, like, same kind of high.
Mm.
Oh, fuck.
Apple fritter?
Nope, I never had that one. I'll get there. It's okay. Oh, you know what would be good end of day one? Forget that. Is that triple burger? No, wait, that's not a strain. Never mind.
Triple burger's a strain.
Yeah, but then it was the infused one, so it doesn't really count because it's more the joint than the strain.
Well, I mean,
oh,
if that's your choice.
Gary Payton, GP20.
GP20.
Yeah, that'd be a good end of day because then it brings you back up after you start to come down a bit.
Right.
And you still have a good time, but then you do get a crash off that one where you're just like, oh, I'm good to relax, and then you don't need to smoke anything for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
I like that one.
I actually realized I wanted to change one of mine. I think I said this white blaze shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually the Lemon Haze from Retro Haze that I got samples of. That one was real nice.
I like a good haze.
Yeah.
Like,
and that Super Silver Haze.
Yeah. Honestly. I haven't tried that yet, but after having that Gorilla Breath, I want to try that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, chronic. For sure.
Straight up chronic.
This sesh has been us very high.
Yeah. Yeah. We've compounded quite substantially.
This is the sesh after a sesh when you're talking about the show. What was your favorite part? I don't know, man. I remember.
This is the after party when, like, there wasn't meant to be an after party.
Yeah.
But, like, we're like, no, we could do it. We still got some second, third wind, whatever it is.
Where'd your energy go? It's over there.
It's chilling here. It's waiting.
It's waiting for us. Wound up like a snake. Ready to pounce on nothing. Oh, man.
It's good. We've had a lot. I still don't think we've actually recapped what we've had.
No, we should do that. Okay. So what we've had actually today all day, we started with out in the garage, we had the Animal Face hash again at 56%.
Traditional hash, yeah.
Yep. And we just had it straight in the journey pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we came in, we had what was left over of the Alaskan Thunderfuck, which is at, I don't remember what percentage. Because
I think it's like 80.8. That's usually what it
comes in. That sounds about right. Yep. So around there. And then after that, what did we have after that?
We had a couple of,
yeah.
Well, we had one of these white blaze, but we have had two. We had, I mean, I had this. You had some of this too, right?
Oh, yeah. And then in between, while we were getting ready to shoot this version,
yeah,
which took a couple tries, we had some Sour OG in the vaporizer pipe thing there.
Nautilus?
The dry herb Nautilus vaporizer. So we had that. And then
we've had more flips of the
Pink Panties mixed with whatever was left of the Alaskan Thunderfuck.
Yeah.
We're pretty toasty, man. Couple hits off the Royal Creme something, blah, 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 pipe, vape.
Part. Oh, we did also have the pink lemonade, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good.
Cup of coffee. yeah, so we had that. So that's what we've had just today. And then, like I said, two scotches. Oh, yeah.
Had a Stella.
Or whiskeys, yeah, Stella. Yeah, we're doing pretty good is what I'm saying. We're doing right on, dude.
We're just chilling. We talked about some things.
So hopefully this, you know what this sesh is good for? This sesh is really good for like zoning out and not expecting a lot. This is more,
oh, dude.
This is more like what weed will do to you after an hour of smoking weed a lot.
Yes. We came off of the last one with a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And we started with that energy. And then we did some more things that maybe leveled out the energy.
Listen, don't blame the student glass.
I'm not blaming solely the student glass. It is the compound.
It's okay, baby.
Of the concentration.
He doesn't mean it. He doesn't know what he's saying.
If you make her mad, it's like Medusa. I understand. She's generally kind to me, I must say. I'm just saying that, making that statement.
Yeah, no, it is a lot to take just, like, to have that thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It's, I mean, again, that's probably 700 milliliters, maybe?
Yeah.
You know? Of pure smoke. Like,
yeah.
Good luck. 20 ounces? Would you say 20 ounces? Yeah.
Sure.
Close. Something like that.
Go for that.
This is the bulb of the Stundenglass is what we're saying. So, like, you're not getting a small amount of weed. Concentrated weed.
Yeah.
You know? So that thing will, like, take you to a different planet. So, I guess what I could say is that, like, thank you for joining the sesh, because those are our thoughts off the stem for this week. And this is exactly what it's like to smoke a lot of concentrates in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
Basically an afternoon. I hope you enjoyed the sesh. I hope you enjoyed the Stundenglass. I hope you enjoyed the Tyler. I hope that if nothing else, because I recognize in my mind how stupid this probably seems at this point, being as high as I am.
Right.
Do you not agree? Right?
Dude, this is why we can't be this at work.
Exactly.
That's it.
So getting full circle.
Yeah.
That's the final answer. Yeah. So thank you for joining us. Hope you come back next week on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Good Pods, Pod Chaser, Pandora, wherever you get a podcast. It's out there, baby. Until next time. Oh, yeah, and don't forget to check out Tots420.com for, I guess, basically, like, previous episodes and fun other shit. Until next time, keep your lids low, baby. I love these diamonds.
Diamonds are good. Oh, dude, they look like diamonds.
Look at five times.
This whiskey's not bad either. That does have good. Mm-hmm.
A shmoob.
Damn, it climbs fast.
Thoughts off the stem for the neighborhood party.
Right on.